Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Welcome, everyone. This is your girl, Coach Shea, and welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast Show. We are so super excited. Today is episode number 18, and I am excited today because we have an amazing guest with me today. This is Miss Irene Irvin, who is an empowerment life coach and a natural hair care specialist. Let me tell you, I've tried her products, and they are absolutely amazing. And she's going to be coming real soon, and I'll be sharing a little bit more with you about her. But before we get there, I want to just thank you so much to all of our listeners who is a part of our community. I am so grateful that you are listening in, and I pray that we're sharing inspiration, motivation to get you moving forward and to living your purpose and living your dream. Here at the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach School, we help women create wealth, doing what they love, called, and chosen to do in the world. And we do that using the life coaching platform. It is the vehicle that God has given us to help create real change, transformation in the marketplace. So if you desire to be a life coach and want to launch your life coaching empire, you are in the absolute right place. And so coming up in August 23rd, we're going to be doing a workshop. It is the Woman Christian CEO training that we do, one full day. It's considered our re-grand opening. As many of you already know, we have been in major pandemic and so much has been happening. And so we've taken the time to get our business center back in order, back in place, creating a safe place for you to come. And guess what else? Even if you can't make it in person, you can watch it online. So make sure you get registered for our one-day training. It is at the Woman Christian CEO Live. TheWomanChristianCEOLive.com. And I tell you, you're going to learn some great tools and resources that's going to help you launch your life coaching empire. So without further ado, again, I'm so excited to welcome Miss Irene. So Irene, how are you today?
I am super amazing, super excited. I'm too hyped today. It is almost the weekend, so I'm just excited. I'm excited to be here. I thank you for having me today.
Oh, absolutely, Irene. You know what? I'm so glad that I met you. We met before, but really joining the community last year, and you have been a blessing to me and allowing me to be on your journey with you. And to see in your growth and how God is moving in your businesses that he is giving you to do. And so I'm just really excited that you are a part. And you make it a blessing for me. Because you know what? I really look at my clients. You don't have to say yes. You can go to anybody else. And I thank you for joining us. So thank you.
Absolutely. I'm always excited when I get a chance to talk to you. So I never take it for granted. So people don't know why Shea is the business. So I love what you do. I love who you are.
Well, thank you again. So Irene, tell us more about you. Tell us a little bit about what you are, what you do, and how you serve.
My name, of course, is Irene. What I do, I am, of course, a life empowerment coach, but I'm also a natural hair care specialist. How I serve the community is, of course, with hair care, is I help people to pretty much grow their hair back, but in a healthy manner. And then if it's already healthy, I help to find ways for it to grow. All of my products are customized, so they're customized to the needs of the hair, whether they've got thinning, balding, shedding, breakage, those things. I really deal with kind of like the symptoms of the hair, and that's really what helped me build my business. And when it comes to the life coaching, like a life empowerment coach. That's pretty much what I do. I empower others to be the best versions of themselves. Mm. And so I absolutely love what I do. The age ranges for hair is all ages. But when it comes to life coaching, I pretty much serve a community of women who are anywhere from like 24 to 40.
Oh, wow. You know what, Irene, I absolutely loved it. And you know what, you find your place in the marketplace. And being a hair care specialist, you already coaching women, right?
All the time
in our hair, in our loving ourselves, and it all goes together. And so that's really awesome. So Irene, tell me, what made you start your own business?
Really, I mean, to sum it up, I just got tired of working for somebody else. That would be like the realest thing to sum it up. I have been working for other people for like 19 years, watching other people's businesses succeed, helping them build an empire for somebody else who I felt really didn't even care about my well-being or didn't even care about the people at the bottom. And I remember my last job that I had, which was November, my last job ended. And so I kind of really just launched full-time business November of last year. But I remember the last raise I got, and it was like 33 cents, and I felt like they just threw it at me across the table. It was almost like a slap in the face. And I think that was the day that really kind of let me know that it was time for a change. That's what really kind of, you know, turned the fire up for me. But not really wanting to follow somebody else's roadmap to build their business, I was like, you know what, it's time for me to do my own so I can step out there and encourage people, because if I continue to stay behind a desk, I wasn't going to be of service to anybody.
Irene, you just preached the whole message. Girl, I felt that thing. I felt that, because you know what, you're absolutely right. And you know what, by you sharing this, I know those who will listen, you're helping a lot of people right now, extremely a lot of people, because you decided to take a chance on yourself. And not only that, you're doing what God put in your heart to do, which is really the most important to do, right?
Right.
And listen, that 33 cent, I'm telling you, girl, listen, I got 3 cents. Remember, I shared that story when they gave me 3 cents. I'm like, what is up with these threes?
Yeah, you know, and I felt that. I was like, 33 cent, like, I'm like in the top 10 of your company, and you give me 33 cents. Like, it just was, it was my ending point. I was like, nah, I'm good. No more.
That's it. I'm done with that. So you said in November of 2019, you went full time. First of all, congratulations. That is big decision and a big move to do that. So I honor you for that, because I remember, you know, several years ago when I went full time. So with you going full time, how has that been for you? If you don't mind sharing just a little bit of your growth in that area.
For me, honestly, I want to say that it's probably been easier than I thought it was going to be, but it's also been stressful with that change, because when you go from working full time and you're depending on a paycheck and you're dependent on that check every 2 weeks, you have that security, you have that PTO. When you transition over to being full-time, there is no PTO. There is no, oh, I'm going to take a week off of work, or or I'm going to take days off of work and just chillax at home. There is none of that. So it kind of really brings you into a different level of stress, per se, where you're really, really, really having to learn time management, how much time to spend on tasks. It could be a little stressful, because you don't have that security net, per se, the way that you had it. I would say having a savings, you know, prior to really help. I didn't just step out there and be like, okay, well, I don't got 2 cents to my name and I'm just gonna go. I wasn't one of those people. I've heard stories where people have been able to do that. So for me, I think my biggest stressor is making sure, like the Bible always says, to count up the cost. I'm still counting up the cost. I'm still learning ways to I don't want to say cut corners, but learning ways to be efficient and still be able to give the same level of quality and the same level of care. But it is scary. There's not a plan B.
Come on.
For your plan A. There's not a backup plan. This is your plan. So it's either you're going to fly and that's it. There is no backup plan.
Right. Absolutely. I love that you said that, because you know what? When you go full time, you have to have a made up mind. Your mind has to be made up. And I always share this with people. It is hard, but if you know that this is the path that you're supposed to be on,
right?
And that's when faith really kicks in. Faith kicks in, say, I'm going to believe in what God has put me to do. I'm going to believe in what I offer because I know I offer something that's a great product and service, and I'm going to move forward with it. And it is a challenge because now we have to go to another level of discipline, another level of saying no to
things
right, that don't serve us anymore or cost money that we're not, it's not in our budget. I just can't go throw some money. But it's rewarding because guess what? You're building your own. You're building your own. And that's what's important. Because the end result of that is nothing but blessings after you done the work and put in the time. All right. So how does you kind of already answered that question. So I'm gonna skip to the next one. What is the hardest lesson you have had to learn in building your business?
Ooh, what is the hardest lesson?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to make this one short because there are lessons upon lessons right. that I've learned. Yeah. I want to say, I guess one of the hardest or one of the biggest things are that pretty much there's not always going to be people there to help you in the background. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest things that I've learned along the way, but I've allowed that same catalyst to mature me. And I've allowed it to mature me is that I don't have the expectation that my family should help me just because they live in the same house. I don't have the expectation that my friends should show up day and night. So that was one of the hardest things that I had to kind of overcome. It'd be nice if they could help, but just having that expectation of dropping that expectation allowed them to be them and me to be me, because at the end of the day, it's my vision. I'm responsible for it. They're not. Another thing I had to learn is, spending days and nights alone building, what I mean? When I first started building my business, there was nobody. I was up till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning and I still had to be to work at 6. And so when I started building my business, I started when I was still working full time.
Right.
And so, getting used to being up at night and not having anybody there standing beside you say, hey, let me do this for you. Or, hey, do you need help with that? So learning that nothing is handed to me. And then if I wanted to build, I had to work for it. Time management was another thing. That's something I'm still learning to hone in on, is setting certain time slots aside for certain things. It's something that you even taught me, that everything doesn't have to be perfect for me to take that next step. Everything doesn't have to be perfect for it to move forward or for me to move my business forward. That was something else I had to get over, because I thought, I had to show up, hair done, nails done, make a full face of makeup. And you were like, no, it doesn't have to be perfect just for you to move forward. Just move. Yeah. I think another thing was making sure that I address my finances daily, right? Learning, do I really, really, really need that? I know we touched on that earlier, but do I really, really, really need that? Or can I find the same thing, same quality for a lesser price? And then I guess I would say that the biggest thing of all, the next one, is that I do need help. So learning which help to accept. So sometimes you do have people say, I'll help you, but because they don't do it the way, or you know that they're not going to do it the way you do it, you may not necessarily accept their help. Then you're like, let me get back to you. That was another thing I had to learn. And then also, learning really to be dedicated to my cause and who I am versus the things that have the ability to distract me.
Ooh, yes.
So those are some of the, and like I say, it's so many more, but like those are the, I think those are the ones, the key ones that really stick with me and have matured me to this point.
You broke it down, sister. You broke it down, a lot of lessons that not only you, but our listeners, I'm quite sure, are experiencing. One of them you said is the expectation of others of how they should help you. I can really go in on this, because in business, many people have this expectation that all my friends and family are supposed to purchase or buy or help me build my team, right? Yes. We have an expectation. And so many people get disappointed and they go to the point of even quitting. Because nobody wants to help me. Nobody wants to support me. So for you to come to that realization early on, that is absolutely awesome. And for those of you who are listening, Irene, you said it. God gave you the vision. He gave it to you, not to your family members, not to your cousin and them. He didn't give it to them. He gave it to you. So you're responsible for, pushing your dream and working your dream. So that is a huge lesson that not just you, but so many people have to learn. I remember when I was coaching a couple of people and they had this expectation that their churches, was going to come to their events.
My God.
And all their stuff. And they just
sit around.
And like you're setting yourself up for failure. That's a disappointment and an expectation that you have to release your church family.
Release it
because it's like you said, it is your vision that God gave you. Oh, that's a big lesson, Irene. That's really, really, really good. And then the other things you have shared about time management, about, is this the right investment? Should I make? Should I do something different? And so all of those lessons are important building your business especially as a woman Christian CEO. So great information. So the next question is, what is the greatest reward have you seen so far in your journey as an entrepreneur?
What's the greatest reward that I've seen? I would say, because I have two businesses, so I'll start with Renee's first. Mm-hmm. So with Renee's, the greatest reward that I've seen for me, honestly, is that I'm still open. And mm-hmm. so I really literally was just thinking about that the other day. I've been doing hair since I was 12 and I'm 36 now, but on paper, I launched Renee's 2018 on paper, same time I did Life, Love, and Relationship. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty much 3 years going on my third year on paper. Yeah. Being open. And so for some people, I know that that may sound corny, but for me, it's huge. It's just the fact that I'm still open. It means I'm still in the running. I'm still pushing. Like every day is not easy, but I'm still open. Right. Yeah. And so that's huge for me. That's one of the greatest rewards. Also seeing my name on something, because I come from a background of feeling like people didn't value who I am. So to see my name on something, to me, it means that it's important. It means that I take pride in it. It means that it's valued, it's loved, it's cherished because it's my name. Yeah. The second thing I would say a lot of times is the feedback. Because when people give me feedback, I'm like, what? I'm like, oh my God, Renee, like it really works. That's how I talk to myself. So I'm like, oh my God, it really does work because everything I do is customized. So a lot of times I'm like one eye open, like waiting for that one person that'll come back and be like, girl, listen, this didn't work or this didn't do that. So I'm like constantly never thinking that I've arrived or that I've got to my final point. Right. Yeah. But that still amazes me every single day. And then when it comes to life, love, and relationship, I would say my greatest reward with that is seeing people come to me in one condition and they leave in a whole nother condition. And what I mean by that is they come to me and their heads are hung down. They're lost. They don't know where to go. They're not smiling anymore. And when they walk out my door, they're free. They're smiling. They came in chained, but they leave changed.
Come on.
And so that for me, that's what empowers me to keep doing what I'm doing because I absolutely love to see people grow. I love to see them evolve. I love to see them go back into the person that God has originally designed them to be. And that's whole, happy, and free. And that is the greatest reward for me. That's what brings me joy.
Yeah.
Oh God. Like I'm getting excited right now just talking about it. Like it's like blood flowing through your veins. Like I'm getting a superpower right now just talking about it. Like, oh God.
That's so awesome. Because you said two major things. One, your reward is you've created something and it's yours and your name is on it. It's your brand.
Yeah.
And that is a major reward because that is a great success that I've created this all natural, healthy product for women's hair, men and women, for men and women, children's hair. I created that. And so, and not only did you create it, but people love the product. So that's the second reward of the testimonials that you get from people about how this product is so awesome for their hair. Their hair is growing, it's healthy now. And so those are some major rewards. And you know what? I'm really glad you answered it the way you did, because as entrepreneurs, one of our rewards should always be our clients being changed, being excited about what you've done for them. And when we're able to say that, it just brings a complete joy that is almost unspeakable. Just like you were just getting excited, it's just really unspeakable. And then you said how in your coaching and where, you know, because you do love, life, and relationships, on how when people come in, how they're feeling, you know, low and down. And then when they're getting your space and they get the coaching and the support and the encouragement, they walk away not chained, but changed. That's powerful.
Yes.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And that is a reward. That is a major reward in serving your clients and them getting the success with that. So what advice would you give an aspiring entrepreneur who just getting started?
I talked about this a little earlier. The first thing I would tell them is to count up the cost. That's what it says in Luke 14, 28 through 30. And where it says, and I'm just going to paraphrase it, where it says, for which of you intend to build does not sit down first and count up the cost. So before you get ready to do anything, whatever vision God gave you, write it down, make it plain, but also do research into the field that you're getting ready to enter. How does that business run? What does it take to run that business? What type of business or managerial or ownership skills do I need to have? If you don't have people skills, go get them. If you don't have customer service skills, go get them. Because if you're getting ready to work with people and you're not so much a people person, you're going to need those skills because you're going to work with people. That's one of the things I would tell them to do. The second thing is not to be afraid of success. That was something that was huge for me that I had to overcome.
Say that again.
Be afraid of success.
I'm through, girl.
that was me when I first started, because I always felt like if I outgrew my family, I failed them. And so it kept me from, it would allow me to get to a certain level and then I just stopped because I couldn't take them with me. But I had to learn that it wasn't for me to bring them with me, per se. They can watch me from where they are, but I had to not be afraid to succeed, because if I succeed, they succeed anyway. If I succeed, I can help them better with my success or my level of success. I can pour back in it and bring my family up, so that way I can break generational curses and create generational wealth. Wow. I'll be the first one if that's what it takes. But I had to stop being afraid of success. Being successful, it's okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Especially if you come from a church background, you think, oh, if I'm rich, I'm bad. And it's just like, no, God said that he will provide for us. He doesn't want us being the end. He wants us to be the head, which means that it's okay for you to be successful. Another one would be not getting mad when certain people don't support you. The other couple I would mention, I've already kind of mentioned about remembering that it's their vision, nobody else's.
Right.
Not having the expectation on other people, whether they're friends or family, but not putting that weight on them because they're also human beings. But the big part about that is not getting mad when certain people don't support you the way that you think that they should. Because realistically, sometimes they don't know how. Support to me and support to you is two different things.
Right.
And so if they share your post, that's supporting you, because now they're putting you in the eye view of other people that otherwise wouldn't even know you existed. So that's still help. And so support, you know, learning that support is not always hands-on.
Right.
And then another one, of course, is don't be mad when people who are close to you don't buy from you. Mm-hmm. Maybe they may not be interested in what you're selling.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Right.
Right. It's okay. Also, make sure you take pride in what you do. Because if these are people that if they've been close to you and they've watched you half do everything and everything you do is sloppy, they're not going to invest the time into what you're doing. You don't even care about it. Why should I? Right. So make sure that you take pride in what you're doing. And that way, you know, your business doesn't look like it's all over the place. That's yes. one of the things that I needed help with. My color scheme was off. My yes. post was all about all different type of things. And that's something I was, you know, I give that credit to you, Shay. You helped me with that. You were like, hey, this right here don't fit. That right there don't fit. This is what's going to help take you to the next level, but right. not be afraid to take constructive criticism. Right. right? Yeah. And then another thing I would say is be mindful how they treat other people. Mm. Customer service skills and people skills are still in order. There's okay. still something that's in order. If you're going to be working with people, if you don't have those skills, don't be afraid to go get them. Don't be afraid to invest in you, even if it costs money. And don't be afraid to invest in you at the cost or the risk or the fear of failing.
Yes.
Right? Because at least you walked away with more knowledge than you went in with, and you might be able to take that knowledge to someone else. Learning to operate in excellence, that's a huge one. Learning to operate in excellence, because that's who God made us to be. And if, especially if you're a child of God and you're representing him,
yes.
you got to learn how to operate in excellence.
Yes.
Because if you're trying to go to a corporate level, and this is one thing that always sticks key to me, I'm trying to go corporate. So my mindset is always thinking of things on a corporate level. So if you want to take your stuff international, you got to think international. You want to take your stuff corporate, you got to think corporate.
Right.
Not being afraid to assert yourself. That was something I had to learn early, the middle, even now. It's still something I'm learning how to do, is learning how to assert myself. So I would tell them, learn how to assert yourself. Don't be afraid to set your boundaries in place. Right. But most importantly, seek God on every direction, every idea you have. He gave it to you, so he will guide you. And those, I guess those would be my few tips that I would give. I probably gave a lot of them.
Listen, if those who are listening, you're going to have to go back and listen to this again, because you dropped so much nuggets and powerful lessons in what the advice you'll give an aspiring entrepreneur. One of them you said, not being afraid of success. And you mentioned about not being afraid of outgrowing your family.
Yeah.
Irene, I'm quite sure you, because you're living it, that so many people, this is one of the major things that hinders people from moving forward to even being an entrepreneur, because they want to think that I'm outgrowing my family. My family may get upset with me, you know, or whatever. And so it's important that you have to say, you know what? I can't stay here. I have to keep growing, and some will go, some won't, but I can go back and get them if they want to. And so that's really powerful, a great lesson to learn. And again, you mentioned so many other lessons, and one of them was, most important of all, is seeking God in the direction of building a business, especially in today's society. That's this part of seeking God and putting God first is not popular. It's not popular because everybody is about, I'm going, doing my grind, I'm hustling, I'm getting my money, you know, all of that. Which is all cute and fun, but then what did God say? What's the instruction? Maybe God wants to do something supernatural where you don't have to hustle, where you're not, you know, going crazy trying to build your business. And so that's really important that you shared that as a entrepreneur, really helping helping others to see what they can do as they move forward. So we're almost finished. Please share us how we can learn more about you and get information and even get your products.
Okay. Awesome. 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 So how to reach me? My phone number is the same for both businesses. So either one you want to call me for is fine. And my phone number, my business phone number is 916-879-1329. For Renee's, you can absolutely log on my Facebook page, which is Renee's Deep Condition. And I'll spell that for you. R-E-E-N-I-I-S. The word deep, D-E-E-P. and then the word condition, CONDITION. And then on IG, on Instagram, there's a underscore between each word. And then you can either email me, text me, or call me. My website is still being built, so it should be ready towards, I would say, mid-July. Just have maybe one or two little more kinks to work out. But if you want to schedule an appointment, I also have a scheduling link. So if you email me at reniesdeepcondition@gmail.com or text me, I can send that link to you if you want more information about that. And then for Life, Love, and Relationship, that one on Facebook, it's the Life, comma, Love, the word and, Relationship. Make sure you put the LLC out there. There are other people that have Life, Love, and Relationship groups, but I am the only LLC, and that's the one thing that God pours into me daily about, that I am the only LLC. So
I know that's right.
I'm a little bit, because I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. It's two other Life, Love, and Relationship groups. Right. Jesus, what I do? He was like, no, you are the only LLC. So that made me happy. Same thing with Instagram. Instagram and Facebook, the name is the same. I also have a love workshop coming up, which is actually this Friday, and I'm super excited about it. Yay. At 6:30. If you go on my Life, Love, and Relationship page, on any of the posts, the link is either in the comments, or it should be right there at the top of the page as well. You can register. There is still time to register. The event starts at 6:30, and I'm super, super, super excited about it. It's the second one this year, and then I'll be having another one in September just to keep it rolling. So I'm excited about this love workshop. So
awesome, Miss Irene. Well, I want to thank you, and I know that was a lot of information, everyone. So we'll make sure that we'll put it in the you can download this and listen to all of this. It's on our Apple, where you can go into the comments area and you're able to get her information, as well as on our anchor.fm. We do share this on all of our social media platforms, so you'll be able to get Miss Irene Irvin's information and able to connect with her. Well, Irene, I want to thank you, first of all, for being my guest. I'm very grateful to be your coach on this journey as an entrepreneur, as a woman Christian CEO. I'm so excited for your success and your journey and how you are evolving and growing. And most of all, that you've actually stepped out and you said yes to your purpose and plan God has for you. And we're not doing it, it's not perfect, but we are moving forward, because none of us is perfect, right? And I wanted to reiterate that, because so many of you are listening, thinking that I got to have all the bells and whistles before I move forward. And we're here to tell you that you don't. You move forward with what you already have and watch God bless it. So thank you for listening. Until next time, be blessed, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.